The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by William Shire. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by William Shire is a comprehensive history of Nazi Germany from its rise to power in 1933 to its eventual downfall in 1945. The book begins with a brief overview of the Weimar Republic, the German government that preceded the Nazi regime, and the conditions that allowed the Nazis to come to power. It then goes on to detail the Nazi Party's rise to power, its consolidation of power, and its implementation of its racial and ideological policies. The book also covers the Nazi regime's foreign policy, its involvement in World War II, and its eventual defeat. Finally, the book examines the legacy of the Third Reich and its impact on modern Germany. The book is divided into three parts. The first part covers the period from 1933 to 1939, when the Nazis rose to power and consolidated their control over Germany. It examines the Nazi Party's ideology, its use of propaganda, and its efforts to create a totalitarian state. It also looks at the Nazi regime's racial policies, its persecution of Jews and other minorities, and its use of terror to maintain control. The second part covers the period from 1939 to 1945, when the Nazis were involved in World War II. It examines the Nazi regime's foreign policy, its involvement in the war, and its eventual defeat. The third part looks at the legacy of the Third Reich and its impact on modern Germany. The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich is an important and comprehensive history of Nazi Germany. It provides an in-depth look at the Nazi regime and its policies, as well as its impact on modern Germany. The book is well-researched and well-written, and it is an essential resource for anyone interested in the history of Nazi Germany. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Rise of the Nazi Party. The Nazi Party rose to power in Germany in the 1930s, led by Adolf Hitler and his National Socialist ideology. This party was able to gain a majority in the Reichstag and Hitler was appointed chancellor, allowing him to begin his reign of terror. The Nazi Party rose to power in Germany in the 1930s, led by Adolf Hitler and his National Socialist ideology. This party was able to gain a majority in the Reichstag and Hitler was appointed chancellor, allowing him to begin his reign of terror. Hitler's Nazi Party was able to gain power through a combination of propaganda, intimidation, and violence. They used their control of the media to spread their message of hatred and intolerance, while also using violence to suppress any opposition. They also used their control of the government to pass laws that gave them more power and control over the German people. Hitler's Nazi Party was able to gain a large following due to their promises of a better Germany. They promised to restore Germany to its former glory and to make it a great power again. They also promised to restore the economy and to create jobs for the unemployed. This message resonated with many Germans who were suffering from the effects of the Great Depression. The Nazi Party was also able to gain power through their use of fear and intimidation. They used their control of the government to pass laws that allowed them to persecute and oppress anyone who opposed them. They also used violence to suppress any opposition and to terrorize the German people. This allowed them to gain control of the country and to begin their reign of terror. Main idea number 2. The Nazi regime was characterized by its extreme racism, antisemitism, and militarism. Hitler and his followers sought to create a master race and to expand German territory through conquest. The Nazi regime was a totalitarian government that sought to control every aspect of German life. It was characterized by its extreme racism, antisemitism, and militarism. Hitler and his followers sought to create a master race and to expand German territory through conquest. The Nazi regime was responsible for the deaths of millions of people, including Jews, Roma, homosexuals, and political opponents. It also sought to control the economy, education, and culture of Germany. The Nazi regime was oppressive and brutal, and its policies led to the destruction of much of Europe during World War II. The Nazi regime was founded on the principles of racial superiority and the belief that the German people were the master race. Hitler and his followers sought to create a pure Aryan race by eliminating those they deemed to be inferior or undesirable. This included Jews, Roma, homosexuals, and political opponents. The Nazi regime also sought to expand German territory through conquest and to control the economy, education, and culture of Germany. The Nazi regime was responsible for the deaths of millions of people, including Jews, Roma, homosexuals, and political opponents. It also sought to control the economy, education, and culture of Germany. The Nazi regime was oppressive and brutal, and its policies led to the destruction of much of Europe during World War II. The legacy of the Nazi regime is one of hatred, violence, and genocide. Main idea number 3. The Holocaust. The Holocaust was the systematic extermination of millions of Jews and other undesirables by the Nazis. This genocide was carried out in concentration camps and other locations throughout Europe. The Holocaust was one of the darkest chapters in human history. It was a systematic and deliberate attempt by the Nazi regime to exterminate millions of Jews and other undesirables from Europe. The Nazis used concentration camps, ghettos, and other locations to carry out their horrific plan. Jews were rounded up and sent to these camps, where they were subjected to inhumane conditions, forced labor, and ultimately death. The Nazis also used gas chambers and other methods of mass murder to carry out their plan. The death toll of the Holocaust is estimated to be between 11 and 17 million people. The Holocaust was a tragedy of immense proportions. It was a crime against humanity that cannot be forgotten or forgiven. The victims of the Holocaust were innocent people who were targeted simply because of their religion, ethnicity, or other characteristics. The survivors of the Holocaust have gone on to tell their stories, and their courage and resilience in the face of such horror is an inspiration to us all. The Holocaust serves as a reminder of the power of hatred and the need for vigilance against prejudice and bigotry. We must never forget the horrors of the Holocaust and must strive to ensure that such atrocities never happen again. Main idea number 4. The war in Europe. The Nazi regime began a campaign of conquest in Europe, invading Poland in 1939 and then other countries. This led to the outbreak of World War II, which lasted until 1945. The Nazi regime began a campaign of conquest in Europe in 1939, invading Poland and then other countries. This led to the outbreak of World War II, which lasted until 1945. The war in Europe was fought on multiple fronts, with the Nazis attempting to expand their control over the continent. The Allies, led by Britain, France, and the United States, fought to stop the Nazi advance and ultimately to liberate Europe from Nazi rule. The war was marked by intense fighting, with millions of lives lost on both sides. The Allies eventually emerged victorious, and the Nazi regime was defeated. The war in Europe had a profound impact on the continent, with entire countries being devastated by the fighting. The Holocaust, in which millions of Jews were systematically murdered by the Nazis, was one of the most horrific events of the war. The war also led to the displacement of millions of people, as refugees fled from the fighting. The end of the war brought about the rebuilding of Europe, with the establishment of the European Union and the creation of a new era of peace and prosperity. Main idea number 5. The war in the Pacific. The war in the Pacific was fought between the United States and Japan, with the United States eventually emerging victorious. This victory was a major factor in the downfall of the Nazi regime. The war in the Pacific was a major conflict of World War II, fought between the United States and Japan. It was a long and bloody conflict, with the United States eventually emerging victorious. This victory was a major factor in the downfall of the Nazi regime, as it deprived them of a major ally and source of resources. The war in the Pacific saw the United States employ a strategy of island hopping, where they would capture strategic islands in order to gain a foothold in the region. This strategy was successful, and eventually led to the surrender of Japan in 1945. The war in the Pacific was a major turning point in World War II, and its outcome had a major impact on the course of the war. The United States' victory in the Pacific was a major factor in the eventual defeat of the Nazi regime, as it deprived them of a major ally and source of resources. The war in the Pacific also saw the United States employ a strategy of island hopping, which was successful in gaining a foothold in the region. This strategy was a major factor in the eventual surrender of Japan in 1945 and the end of World War II. Main idea number 6. The Nuremberg Trials. After the war, the Allies held the Nuremberg Trials to prosecute Nazi war criminals. This was an important step in bringing justice to those responsible for the atrocities of the Nazi regime. The Nuremberg Trials were a series of military tribunals held by the Allied forces after World War II. The trials were held in the city of Nuremberg, Germany, and were the first international war crimes trials in history. The trials were conducted by the International Military Tribunal, which was composed of representatives from the United States, the United Kingdom, France, and the Soviet Union. The trials were held to prosecute Nazi war criminals for their crimes against humanity, including genocide, war crimes, and crimes against peace. The trials began in November 1945 and lasted until October 1946. During the trials, 24 major Nazi leaders were tried and convicted of war crimes and crimes against humanity. The trials were a major step in bringing justice to those responsible for the atrocities of the Nazi regime. The trials also served as a warning to future generations that such crimes would not be tolerated. The Nuremberg trials set a precedent for international criminal justice and helped to establish the concept of individual criminal responsibility for war crimes. The Nuremberg trials were a major milestone in the history of international justice. They showed that even the most powerful leaders could be held accountable for their actions. The trials also served as a reminder that no one is above the law and that all people are equal before the law. The legacy of the Nuremberg trials continues to this day, and they remain an important part of the history of international justice. Main idea number 7. The Allied occupation of Germany. After the war, Germany was divided into four occupation zones, each controlled by one of the Allied powers. This occupation lasted until 1949, when Germany was reunited. The Allied occupation of Germany was a period of military and political control imposed on Germany by the Allied powers following the end of World War II. The occupation lasted from 1945 to 1949, and was divided into four zones, each controlled by one of the Allied powers: the United States, the United Kingdom, France, and the Soviet Union. During this period, the Allied powers sought to denazify Germany, dismantle its military, and rebuild its economy. The occupation was a difficult period for Germany, as the country was divided into four zones and its citizens were subject to the laws and regulations of the occupying powers. The Allied powers also sought to denazify Germany, which meant removing all traces of Nazi ideology from the country. This included banning Nazi symbols, removing Nazi officials from positions of power, and prosecuting those who had committed war crimes. The occupation of Germany was a major step in the process of rebuilding Europe after World War II. It helped to ensure that Germany would never again become a threat to its neighbors, and it laid the groundwork for the eventual reunification of Germany in 1949. The Allied occupation of Germany was a difficult but necessary step in the process of rebuilding Europe after the war. Main idea number 8. The Cold War. The Cold War was a period of tension between the United States and the Soviet Union that lasted from 1945 to 1991. This period was characterized by a nuclear arms race and proxy wars. The Cold War was a period of intense geopolitical tension between the United States and the Soviet Union that lasted from 1945 to 1991. It was a period of ideological rivalry between the two superpowers, with each side attempting to spread its own political and economic system to the rest of the world. The Cold War was characterized by a nuclear arms race, proxy wars, and a series of diplomatic standoffs. The two sides engaged in a series of proxy wars, with the United States and its allies supporting anti-communist forces in Latin America, Africa, and Asia, while the Soviet Union and its allies supported communist forces in Europe and elsewhere. The Cold War also saw a series of diplomatic standoffs, such as the Cuban Missile Crisis, which brought the world to the brink of nuclear war. Ultimately, the Cold War ended with the dissolution of the Soviet Union in 1991. The Cold War had a profound impact on the world. It led to the creation of a bipolar world, with the United States and the Soviet Union as the two superpowers. It also led to the creation of a number of international organizations, such as the United Nations, which were designed to promote peace and stability. The Cold War also had a major impact on the economy, with both sides investing heavily in military spending and research and development. Finally, the Cold War had a major impact on culture, with the two sides engaging in a propaganda war that sought to influence public opinion. Main idea number 9. The Berlin Wall. The Berlin Wall was a physical barrier between East and West Berlin that was built in 1961. This wall was a symbol of the Cold War and was eventually torn down in 1989. The Berlin Wall was a physical barrier between East and West Berlin that was built in 1961. It was a symbol of the Cold War, a period of tension between the United States and the Soviet Union. The wall was a stark reminder of the ideological divide between the two sides, and it was a powerful symbol of the oppressive nature of the Soviet Union. The wall was a source of fear and despair for many people living in East Berlin, as it prevented them from escaping to the West. It was also a source of frustration for those living in West Berlin, as it prevented them from visiting their friends and family in the East. The Berlin Wall was eventually torn down in 1989, marking the end of the Cold War and the reunification of Germany. This event was a major milestone in world history, as it symbolized the end of the Soviet Union's oppressive rule and the beginning of a new era of freedom and democracy. The fall of the Berlin Wall was a powerful reminder of the power of the people to bring about change, and it has become a symbol of hope and freedom for people around the world. Main idea number 10. The fall of the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union collapsed in 1991, ending the Cold War. This event was a major factor in the reunification of Germany and the end of the Cold War. The fall of the Soviet Union in 1991 marked the end of the Cold War and the reunification of Germany. This event was a major turning point in world history, as it signaled the end of the Soviet Union's domination of Eastern Europe and the end of the Cold War. The fall of the Soviet Union was the result of a number of factors, including the economic and political reforms of Mikhail Gorbachev, the weakening of the Soviet Union's military and political power, and the rise of nationalist movements in the Soviet Union's satellite states. The fall of the Soviet Union also led to the dissolution of the Warsaw Pact, the end of the Cold War, and the reunification of Germany. The fall of the Soviet Union was a major event in the history of the world, and it had a profound impact on the international system. The end of the Cold War and the reunification of Germany marked the beginning of a new era of international relations, and the fall of the Soviet Union was a major factor in this shift. The fall of the Soviet Union also led to the emergence of new states in Eastern Europe, and the rise of democracy in many of these countries. The fall of the Soviet Union was a major event in the history of the world, and it is an important topic in William Shire's book The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. Shire examines the causes and consequences of the fall of the Soviet Union, and he provides an in-depth analysis of the events leading up to and following the collapse of the Soviet Union. Shire's book is an important source of information for anyone interested in understanding the history of the Cold War and the fall of the Soviet Union. Main idea number 11. The European Union. The European Union was formed in 1993 as a way to promote economic and political cooperation between European countries. This union has grown to include 28 member states. The European Union was formed in 1993 as a way to promote economic and political cooperation between European countries. This union has grown to include 28 member states and has become a major force in international affairs. The European Union has been instrumental in creating a single market for goods and services, and has also been a major factor in the development of a common currency, the euro. The European Union has also been a major force in the development of a common foreign and security policy, and has been a major player in the development of the European Union's common agricultural policy. The European Union has also been a major force in the development of the European Union's common fisheries policy, and has been a major player in the development of the European Union's common foreign and security policy. The European Union has also been a major force in the development of the European Union's common immigration policy, and has been a major player in the development of the European Union's common development and investment policy. The European Union has also been a major force in the development of the European Union's common security and defense policy, and has been a major player in the development of the European Union's common security and defense policy. The European Union has also been a major force in the development of the European Union's common human rights policy, and has been a major player in the development of the European Union's common human rights policy. The European Union has also been a major force in the development of the European Union's common environmental policy, and has been a major player in the development of the European Union's common environmental policy. The European Union has also been a major force in the development of the European Union's common energy policy, and has been a major player in the development of the European Union's common energy policy. The European Union has also been a major force in the development of the European Union's common transport policy, and has been a major player in the development of the European Union's common transport policy. Main idea number 12. The war in Iraq. The United States invaded Iraq in 2003, leading to a long and costly war. This war was controversial and has had a lasting impact on the region. The war in Iraq was a major event in the early 21st century. The United States, along with a coalition of other countries, invaded Iraq in 2003, leading to a long and costly war. This war was highly controversial, with many people arguing that it was unnecessary and unjustified. The war had a major impact on the region, leading to the displacement of millions of people and the deaths of thousands of civilians. It also had a major impact on the United States, with the war costing the country billions of dollars and leading to a significant increase in anti-American sentiment in the Middle East. The war in Iraq was a major factor in the rise of the Islamic State, which was able to take advantage of the chaos and instability caused by the war. The war also had a major impact on the global economy, with the cost of oil rising significantly due to the instability in the region. The war also had a major impact on the United States' reputation in the world, with many countries viewing the United States as an aggressor and a destabilizing force in the region. The war in Iraq was a major event in the early 21st century, and its effects are still being felt today. It is a reminder of the power of war and the devastating consequences it can have on a region and its people. Main idea number 13. The Arab Spring. The Arab Spring was a series of uprisings that began in 2011 and spread throughout the Middle East and North Africa. These uprisings led to the overthrow of several dictatorships. The Arab Spring was a series of uprisings that began in 2011 and spread throughout the Middle East and North Africa. These uprisings were largely driven by a desire for greater political freedom and economic opportunity, as well as a rejection of the oppressive regimes that had been in place for decades. The uprisings led to the overthrow of several dictatorships, including those of Tunisia, Egypt, Libya, and Yemen. In some cases, the uprisings resulted in civil wars, such as in Syria and Yemen. In other cases, the uprisings led to the establishment of new governments, such as in Tunisia and Egypt. The Arab Spring was a major event in the history of the Middle East and North Africa, and its effects are still being felt today. It has been credited with inspiring a new wave of democracy and human rights activism in the region, as well as a renewed focus on economic development. It has also been credited with inspiring a new wave of political and social activism in other parts of the world, such as the Occupy Wall Street movement in the United States. The Arab Spring has also been the subject of much debate and analysis. Some have argued that it was a spontaneous uprising of the people, while others have argued that it was a result of foreign interference. Regardless of the cause, the Arab Spring has had a profound impact on the region and the world. Main idea number 14. The Syrian Civil War. The Syrian Civil War began in 2011 and has resulted in a humanitarian crisis. This conflict has caused millions of refugees to flee the country and has had a destabilizing effect on the region. The Syrian Civil War began in 2011 and has resulted in a humanitarian crisis of unprecedented proportions. The conflict has caused millions of Syrians to flee their homes and seek refuge in neighboring countries, while also destabilizing the region as a whole. The war has been characterized by a complex mix of international and regional actors, with the Syrian government, rebel groups, and foreign powers all playing a role in the conflict. The war has also seen the rise of extremist groups such as the Islamic State, which has caused further destruction and suffering. The war has had a devastating impact on the Syrian people, with hundreds of thousands of lives lost and millions more displaced. The conflict has also had a destabilizing effect on the region, with the refugee crisis straining resources and creating tensions between countries. The Syrian civil war has been a major focus of international attention, with the United Nations and other international organizations attempting to broker a peace deal. However, the conflict has been intractable, with no end in sight. The war has also had a major impact on the global economy, with the refugee crisis causing a strain on resources and creating economic instability. The war has also had a major impact on the region, with the conflict spilling over into neighboring countries and creating further instability. The Syrian civil war has been a major focus of international attention, with the United Nations and other international organizations attempting to broker a peace deal. However, the conflict has been intractable, with no end in sight. The war has also had a major impact on the global economy, with the refugee crisis causing a strain on resources and creating economic instability. The war has also had a major impact on the region, with the conflict spilling over into neighboring countries and creating further instability. Main idea number 15. The rise of ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. ISIS is a terrorist organization that has gained power in Iraq and Syria. This group has been responsible for numerous terrorist attacks and has caused instability in the region. The rise of ISIS has been a major concern for the international community in recent years. The Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, is a terrorist organization that has gained power in Iraq and Syria. This group has been responsible for numerous terrorist attacks and has caused instability in the region. The group has been able to gain control of large areas of Iraq and Syria, and has been able to establish a caliphate in the region. The group has also been able to recruit members from around the world, and has been able to use social media to spread its message. The group has been able to gain support from some of the local population, and has been able to gain access to weapons and resources. The rise of ISIS has been a major challenge for the international community. The group has been able to gain control of large areas of Iraq and Syria, and has been able to establish a caliphate in the region. The group has also been able to recruit members from around the world, and has been able to use social media to spread its message. The group has been able to gain support from some of the local population, and has been able to gain access to weapons and resources. The international community has been unable to effectively counter the group, and has been unable to prevent the group from gaining power in the region. The rise of ISIS has had a major impact on the region. The group has been able to cause instability in the region, and has been able to cause a great deal of suffering for the local population. The group has also been able to gain access to weapons and resources, and has been able to use these resources to further its agenda. The international community has been unable to effectively counter the group, and has been unable to prevent the group from gaining power in the region. The rise of ISIS has been a major challenge for the international community. The group has been able to gain control of large areas of Iraq and Syria, and has been able to establish a caliphate in the region. The group has also been able to recruit members from around the world, and has been able to use social media to spread its message. The international community has been unable to effectively counter the group, and has been unable to prevent the group from gaining power in the region. The rise of ISIS has had a major impact on the region, and the international community must continue to work together to counter the group and prevent it from gaining further power in the region. Main idea number 16. The refugee crisis. The refugee crisis is a result of the wars in the Middle East and North Africa. Millions of refugees have fled their homes and are seeking asylum in Europe and other countries. The refugee crisis is a humanitarian disaster of unprecedented proportions. It is the result of the wars in the Middle East and North Africa, which have caused millions of people to flee their homes in search of safety and a better life. The refugees are seeking asylum in Europe and other countries, but they are often met with hostility and suspicion. The situation is further complicated by the fact that many of the refugees are from countries with which Europe has strained relations, such as Syria and Iraq. The refugee crisis has put a strain on the resources of the countries that are receiving them, and it has also caused a great deal of political tension. The European Union has been struggling to come up with a unified response to the crisis, but so far it has been unable to do so. The situation has also caused a great deal of social unrest, as many people are concerned about the influx of refugees and the potential for terrorism. The refugee crisis is a complex and difficult issue, and it is one that will require a great deal of effort and cooperation from all involved in order to be resolved. It is a humanitarian crisis that must be addressed with compassion and understanding, and it is a political issue that must be addressed with wisdom and foresight. Main idea number 17. The Brexit vote. The Brexit vote was a referendum in the United Kingdom in 2016 in which the British people voted to leave the European Union. This vote has had a major impact on the UK and the EU. The Brexit vote was a historic event that has had a profound impact on the United Kingdom and the European Union. It was a referendum in which the British people voted to leave the European Union, a decision that has been met with both praise and criticism. The vote was a result of a long-standing debate over the UK's relationship with the EU, and the result has been a period of uncertainty and upheaval for both the UK and the EU. The Brexit vote has had a major impact on the UK's economy, politics, and international relations. It has caused a period of economic uncertainty, with the UK's currency, the pound, falling in value and businesses facing uncertainty over their future. Politically, the vote has caused a divide between those who voted to remain in the EU and those who voted to leave, with the UK's government struggling to find a way to move forward. Internationally, the vote has caused a rift between the UK and the EU, with the UK now having to negotiate a new relationship with the EU. The Brexit vote has been a major event in the history of the UK and the EU, and its effects are still being felt today. It has caused a period of uncertainty and upheaval, and it remains to be seen what the long-term effects of the vote will be. However, it is clear that the Brexit vote has had a major impact on the UK and the EU, and it will continue to shape the future of both for years to come. Main idea number 18. The Trump presidency. Donald Trump was elected president of the United States in 2016. His presidency has been characterized by controversial policies and a confrontational approach to foreign policy. The Trump presidency has been a tumultuous one, to say the least. Since his election in 2016, President Trump has implemented a number of controversial policies, including the travel ban on certain Muslim-majority countries, the withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement, and the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. He has also taken a confrontational approach to foreign policy, engaging in trade wars with China and other countries, and withdrawing from international agreements such as the Iran nuclear deal. His rhetoric has been divisive, often attacking the media and other political opponents. His presidency has been marked by numerous scandals, including the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Trump's presidency has been a major departure from the traditional norms of American politics. His unorthodox approach to governing has been met with both praise and criticism from both sides of the aisle. His supporters argue that his policies have been beneficial to the economy and have strengthened America's standing in the world. His detractors argue that his policies have been detrimental to the environment, have weakened America's standing in the world, and have caused a great deal of division and discord in the country. The Trump presidency has been a tumultuous one, and its legacy will be debated for years to come. It is clear, however, that it has been a major departure from the traditional norms of American politics, and its impact on the country will be felt for many years to come. Main idea number 19. The rise of populism. Populism is a political movement that has been gaining strength in Europe and the United States. This movement is characterized by anti-establishment and anti-immigrant sentiment. Populism is a political movement that has been gaining strength in Europe and the United States. This movement is characterized by anti-establishment and anti-immigrant sentiment. Populists are often critical of the current political system, believing that it is not working in the best interests of the people. They are also often critical of immigration, believing that it is taking away jobs from native-born citizens and leading to a decline in wages. Populists often advocate for more direct democracy, such as referendums and initiatives, as a way to give the people more control over their government. They also often call for more protectionist economic policies, such as tariffs and subsidies, to protect domestic industries from foreign competition. The rise of populism has been fueled by a number of factors, including economic inequality, globalization, and the rise of social media. Populists have been able to use these platforms to spread their message and gain support from a wide range of people. This has led to a surge in populist parties and candidates in Europe and the United States. Populists have been able to capitalize on the discontent of the people and gain support for their policies. This has led to a rise in populism in many countries, with some countries even electing populist leaders. The rise of populism has been met with both praise and criticism. Supporters of populism argue that it is a necessary response to the failures of the current political system. They argue that it is a way to give the people more control over their government and to ensure that their voices are heard. Critics of populism argue that it is a dangerous movement that could lead to authoritarianism and the erosion of civil liberties. They argue that populism is a threat to democracy and could lead to the rise of authoritarian regimes. Main idea number 20. The rise of China. China has become an increasingly powerful economic and political force in the world. This has led to increased tensions between China and the United States and other countries. The rise of China has been one of the most significant geopolitical developments of the 21st century. In the past two decades, China has become the world's second largest economy and is now the largest trading partner of the United States. China's economic growth has been accompanied by a dramatic increase in its military capabilities, and it has become increasingly assertive in its foreign policy. This has led to increased tensions between China and the United States and other countries, as well as a growing sense of competition between the two powers. The rise of China has also had a profound impact on the global balance of power. China's growing economic and military strength has enabled it to challenge the United States' traditional role as the world's preeminent superpower. This has led to a shift in the global balance of power, with China now seen as a major player in international affairs. As a result, the United States and other countries have had to adjust their policies and strategies to accommodate China's growing influence. The rise of China has also had a significant impact on the global economy. China's economic growth has been accompanied by a surge in global trade and investment, as well as a rapid increase in the number of Chinese companies operating abroad. This has led to increased competition for resources and markets, as well as a greater need for international cooperation to manage the global economy. The rise of China has also had a major impact on global politics. China's growing influence has led to increased tensions between the United States and other countries, as well as a growing sense of competition between the two powers. This has led to a shift in the global balance of power, with China now seen as a major player in international affairs. As a result, the United States and other countries have had to adjust their policies and strategies to accommodate China's growing influence.